What if the real problem isn't that your team can't self-manage? What if the problem is that you've trained them, without realizing it, to need you for everything? Here's what I see happening in business after business. You built something, and you built it well, and now you've got a team. But here's the thing. Every decision still flows through you. Every problem still lands on your desk. Every question still gets directed your way. You're the bottleneck in your own company. And the worst part, you did this to yourself. Not on purpose, but every time you stepped in to solve a problem they could have solved, every time you made a decision they could have made, every time you answered a question they could have figured out, you trained them to need you. That's the leadership pattern nobody talks about. Leaders accidentally create dependency, then complain about dependence. But here's the good news. You can reverse it. And you do it with three pillars that create self-management: purpose, autonomy, and mastery. Let's dig in. Welcome to the High Impact Leader Podcast, a leadership podcast for business owners and leaders who want self-managing teams, stronger accountability, and scalable performance without carrying everything themselves. If you're ready to focus on leadership design, not just effort, you're in the right place. G'day, I'm Brendan Rogers. So let's talk about self-managing teams and the three pillars that make them work. Here's what I see most business owners doing. You started your business because you were good at something. Maybe you're a tradie who started a construction company. Maybe you're a vet who opened your own clinic. Maybe you're a consultant who built a practice. And you were great at the work. That got you customers. That got you revenue. That got you your first team members. But here's the thing nobody taught you: how to build a team that runs itself. You were taught how to do the work. You were never taught how to lead people who do the work. So what do most leaders do? They do what comes naturally. They step in. A team member has a problem. You solve it. A decision needs to be made. You make it. Something goes wrong and you fix it. And it feels like leadership, but it's not. It's dependency creation. And here's the pattern. Every time you solve a problem your team could solve, you're sending a message. You can't handle this without me. Every decision you make that they could make says you don't have the judgment to make this call. And this is why most business owners feel stuck. They've built a team that needs them for everything. The business can't function without them. They've become the bottleneck in their own company. And this directly impacts your team performance. When everything flows through you, your team never develops the capability to perform at their best. But here's the truth. It doesn't have to be this way. The answer isn't working harder or longer. The answer is building a team that doesn't need you. And that's what self-managing teams are all about. Now, here's what most people do when they hear about self-managing teams. They think it means set it and forget it. They think it means let go and hope for the best. And that's not what I'm talking about. Self-managing teams aren't teams you ignore. They're teams you've designed to operate without you as the bottleneck. And you design them with three pillars. Purpose creates direction. Autonomy creates ownership. And mastery creates capability. Now let me break down each one of these. The first pillar is purpose, but not in the fluffy mission statement way that most people think about it. Here's what purpose actually does. It reduces supervision. When people understand why their work matters, they don't need you standing beside them, reminding them what matters. When they see the connection between their daily tasks and bigger outcomes, they make better decisions without being told. Without purpose, you become the source of motivation. Every day, you have to inspire them. Every day, you have to push them. And every day, you have to remind them why they're there. And here's an uncomfortable truth. If people only do the right thing when you're watching, that's not an accountability problem. It's usually a purpose problem. With purpose, they motivate themselves. They drive their own performance. They know what matters. Now, here's where most leaders get it wrong. They think purpose is about having a fancy statement on the wall, and it's not. Purpose is about clear, specific connections between what someone does today and what it achieves. For example, I work with a veterinary practice. The team used to see themselves as people who vaccinate dogs and treat cats. Pretty mundane, right? But when the owner started connecting their work to a bigger purpose, helping pets live longer, healthier lives, supporting families who consider their pets as family members, everything changed. Nothing changed operationally. What changed was decision quality. People started making better decisions because they understood what mattered. Your team members need to know, why does their work matter? Who does it impact? What difference does it make? When purpose is clear, it drives team performance in ways that metrics alone never can. The second pillar is autonomy, and this is where most leaders get stuck. Let me address the biggest objection I hear. My team isn't capable enough. If you're saying your team isn't capable enough, the question isn't whether they're capable. The question is whether you've designed a system that allows capability to grow. Here's what I see happening. Leaders don't give autonomy because they're afraid of mistakes. But the cost of mistakes is less than the cost of dependency. If your team can't make decisions without you, you can never scale. If every problem comes to your desk, you'll always be the bottleneck. Without autonomy, you become the source of decisions. Every choice flows through you. Every approval needs you. Every direction comes from you. With autonomy, you define boundaries, and then you get out of the way. Here's how it works. You set clear decision rights. You define what's in scope and what's out of scope. You say, here's the framework. Within this framework, you decide. For example, you might say, you have authority to approve a client refund up to $500. Anything above that comes to me. That's autonomy within boundaries. That's freedom with guardrails. Most leaders say they don't have time to develop people. What they actually mean is they're spending all their time compensating for people they never developed. You're too busy solving problems to develop capability, and the cycle continues. But here's the shift. When you grant autonomy, something powerful happens. People take ownership. They feel trusted. They develop judgment, and they grow. The shift from doing everything yourself to developing people who can make decisions is the shift from scaling yourself to scaling your business. The third pillar is mastery, and this is the one that transforms a group of employees into a high-performing team. Without mastery, you become the source of capability. Every skill sits in your head. Every knowledge area lives in your brain. Every time someone needs to know something, they come to you. When capability only exists in the leader, the organization can only move at the speed of the leader. With mastery, you build capability throughout your team. Mastery is about continuous growth. It's about creating a culture where getting better is expected, not optional. It's about developing people who can figure things out rather than always asking. Here's what mastery looks like in practice. Your team members are constantly learning. They're developing new skills. They're becoming more capable. They're not stuck doing the same thing the same way forever. As a leader, your job shifts from doing the work to developing the people who do the work. This means creating feedback loops. This means regular coaching conversations. This means identifying gaps in capability and actively working to close them. One of the most powerful questions you can ask is, what's one skill you want to develop this quarter? And then following up on it, creating the time and resources for growth, making development part of the culture, not an afterthought. When mastery is part of the culture, something powerful happens. People want to get better. They take initiative. They look for ways to improve processes rather than just doing things the way they've always been done. Now, here's a diagnostic you can use right now. I want you to ask yourself three questions. Question one, what decisions still require me that shouldn't? Question two, what problems still reach me that shouldn't? And question three, what knowledge sits in my head that shouldn't? If those answers are growing, you're building dependency. If those answers are shrinking, you're building a self-managing team. A simple test with powerful insight. So let me bring this together. Direction without ownership creates compliance. People do what they're told but don't care about outcomes. Ownership without capability creates chaos. People make decisions they aren't ready to make. Capability without direction creates wasted effort. Skilled people working on the wrong things. Self-managing teams require all three. Purpose creates direction, autonomy creates ownership, and mastery creates capability. And here's what's interesting. When you build a self-managing team, something shifts in you too. You become a leader who designs systems rather than one who props up broken ones. You become someone who scales impact rather than one who carries everything themselves. That's the goal. That's what this is all about. Self-managing teams aren't built by accident. They're designed. Purpose creates direction. Autonomy creates ownership. And mastery creates capability. Design those three things well, and you'll stop building dependency and start building leaders. That's it for today on the High Impact Leader Podcast. I'm Brendan Rogers. If you got value from this episode, share it with a leader who needs to hear it. And don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you next time. Design your leadership, build your team, lead with impact.